week, as well as invite you to listen to an interview we did earlier this week with Michael Wimberly, jazz, well, this funky musician, teaches down in Vermont. We'll talk about his new album, Afrofuturism. From the Mothership Controls, reminding you as usual, free your mind, our collective.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief
Sanka, and along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ with the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms
on CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.
Shedding her tears, oh dear. Why all the pain and suffering? Why all the senseless killing? Could it be that nobody cares? Oh no. So many sons lost in the slaughter. Blood running in the streets like water. A gun in hand knows no. Land. Get the rich off the souls of we children. Can you tell me when will it end? How many more must carry this load?
How many more
before we trot down Zion Road? My plea, send a happy hand for the country. In man, there's no solution. I'm begging for the children's future. Oh, Jah, drugs got them by the collar. How can we stop this mind pollution?
Why must we carry this load?
Too many starving and too many hungry. Too many homeless souls in the city. Connections, too many loopholes in Babylon's system. But yeah, how can your children go? How many more?
How many more?
Song. You know, I have things on my mind. A pleasant, pleasant good afternoon to you. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Howard Carr, and I'm here with you until 7 p.m. I'm just wondering, and maybe you may have my thoughts as well. The name of this song is simply called The Moment. And I hope whatever you're doing, you're cherishing the moment with whosoever you're with. Because, boy, it's crazy out there. I don't know what's happening. I'm amazed at what's happening out there with people and what's at the mass shooting that's happening in the States. Family killing families. You know, it's frightening. I'm worried for my family. I have a lot of families in the States, and I think about them all the time. You know, and I hope they're. And it's not even something you can hide from. You're in a shopping plaza with your 7-year-old kid. Some idiot just decides to fire an M16 rifle in there. Of course, with your luck, it's your kid that has to die. I don't know. I'm not saying Canada is perfect, don't get me wrong, Tony Carr. But I'd rather live here more than anywhere else right now. It's crazy, simply crazy. Let me say good evening to you, Mary. How are you doing? Welcome to CKUT 90.3 FM. My Zoom this afternoon will be a veteran Jamaican singer. Still going strong in the business. His name is Ken Booth. So I want you to check him out with me, all right? And be careful for those of you who are on the computers or with your own, with your cell phone. There's a virus going around, or spam, whatever it is called, is circulating right now. It says, hey, look what I found. If you see that, delete it right away, all right? Because it's going to take you to a Facebook page, and then they want you to fill out all your information. You don't need to do that, so be careful. So be aware, all sort of things are happening now. Another thing too. Sorry I have to start off at this level, but when you hear about 3 suicides in one day from our community, it's not easy. I try my best not to listen, but I'm a news junkie and it's there in my face, staring me in my face. But what can you say? What can you do? All we are asking you is to be very careful. Be very, very careful out there. And I just came from outside. I got in my vitamin D a little bit. I wish it was more. It's beautiful outside. And I have to say, Mr. Spencer, what are you doing out in that cold water? That's a tech head from CKUT. He just sent me a picture. He's out along with his lady in some, I don't have to ask. The water is cold. But he seems to be enjoying himself. Very nice human being. Extremely nice. And he's out there enjoying the beautiful weather, if you may say so. So I may say so. Want to thank my nephew also, Mr. Chester Campbell, all the way in Florida. I got that stuff you sent me, young man, and I could never ask for anything better. So everything is looking up good. One of the spam you'll see is from Black Montreal. If you see Black Montreal pop up on your phone, do not answer it. Dump it right away. I know we're all curious and all that, but I'm sort of lucky because absent-mindedly, I will download these, try to open these things. But when I got my phone from the guy at Rogers, his name is Sugar. Yeah, that's his real name. He put a stuff in my iPhone that even if I download it, it will bounce it out right away. So I'm kind of lucky. I'm glad he did that. Also, I just received a text asking me about Winston Soso being, that he has died. And from what I know, I think he's still alive and he needs our prayers. And I wish people would just ease up a bit. If you don't know, don't say. Because I got in contact with the Goose, Ian the Goose, a good friend of mine from Trinidad, now resident in good old New York on radio down there. And, of course, he checked around, had his son send me a thing that his father was very much alive. You know, anything is possible these days. So instead of putting out that news, if you don't know, don't say. I remember some 20 odd years ago, I got a phone call. This is why I don't do these things on phone no more. And the phone call, the lady is asking me to announce the passing of her husband over in Greenfield Park, and I won't mention his name because he's still around. And he will be buried when and the date and the visitation. There won't be any visitations due to the accident that he had. So I read it like a good, obedient good, obedient radio man then. And 5 minutes after, 5 minutes, as soon as Butch was finished playing the music, the phone rang. And those days we had this big old cumbersome phone. Hello? How could you be announcing that I'm dead? I'm right here alive talking to you. I said, what? I'm here talking to you. How could you be saying that I'm dead? I said, listen, I just got the call and I did what I was asked to. I didn't know you were still alive. I don't even know who I was talking to at the moment. So he says, you know me, man, blah, blah, blah. I said, no, I don't, you know. Then he called out his name. I don't know the guy, but I apparently I knew him from some club up in Coden Edge. I said, okay. And I'm very sorry. So I've never, if I'm not certain of something, if I don't see other people doing it, you know, like the regular, I even tried to call St. Vincent. As a matter of fact, Colin called somebody in St. Vincent, and they said, no, he was very much alive. So be careful. Be careful, folks, all right? It's now 25 minutes past the hour of 4 p.m., and this week was a very hectic week for me. You know, I'm supposed to be retired. And by the way, the railroad is looking for, even if you're an apprentice, you could make $30 to $35 an hour. And if you're qualified within a year, you'll get $40 per hour. That's what they're paying now. And all the benefits you'd want, all right? So check out CN, Via Rail. They sent me notices that they're hiring people. And you don't have to be fully qualified. As long as you're mechanically inclined, check them out. They will start you as an apprentice, $27, $28, or $30. I'm not 100% sure. And when you qualify within the 2 years, you'll get the $40. Or maybe by then it will be $41, $42. So check it out. CN, Canadian National Railroad, CP Rail. I didn't get one from CP, so I can't guarantee that. But I know for sure VIA is looking mechanics. And it's easy work. It's clean work. Trust me. Clean work. Yeah, they give you a uniform which never gets dirty. The gloves, yes. You know, you get dirty with the gloves because you have to look like you're doing something. And changing out power assemblies. somebody just texted me and said, sir, we here at the shop listening to you. Oh, that's nice. That's my young friends at CN, and I got along with all of them because I enjoyed their company. And they're sitting there instead of doing the people's work. Oh, I think that's, I know. I have to say hello to my friend Ian. And Ian has opened his garage. And just like that, now I can't find his card. But I want you to check him out, all right? This is a good mechanic that has opened his shop out here on the West Island. And call him. 514-781-7373. Trust me, you won't regret it. And if you do, you call me and tell me because I will spank him. No, he's a good mechanic. I don't recommend tradespeople to no one because unless I know their qualifications and how they work, because, you know, as they say, a promise is a comfort to a fool. All right, so 4:30, my co-host is in the sunshine somewhere enjoying it. And only my DJ, he never goes too far away from me, and Mr. Colin. But don't worry, I get in my second shot next week. And all of you who've been hiding, we're going to see. All right? 21 days after that, I'm hugging everybody. Whether you have your shot or not, I'm hugging everybody with my mask on, of course. Ah, Lord. You know, what's the latest in America? Let me just touch on this quickly before the people say I'm chatting too much. But Soca Hour going to be fine this afternoon. We're going to let loose. Mr. Nicholas gonna let loose. We were gonna pay a tribute, of course. Calling me now on the phone is not easy because I'm talking. So if you give me a break, I will be able to talk to you on the phone. All right. All right, now I am on the microphone. It's another phone. Yes, so that's it. 4:30 in the p.m. I was about to say Ted is in beautiful Grenada enjoying the warm sunshine. And Faitlin is in Montreal enjoying the warm sunshine. Colin is in Montreal somewhere enjoying the warm sunshine. Stretch is in a little corner and he's not enjoying the warm sunshine, but such is life. One of us has to do it. We have to make a sacrifice. And Mr. Nicholas, he's in, out. So he's enjoying the warm sunshine. We're going to pay some ads and then we're going to say hello. Thanks to the staff of CKUT for helping out and doing your job. Great job, if I may say so. Because it's not easy, folks. Keeping, I was listening to Aaron Rand and on CJAD. I enjoy listening to him now that he has that young lady even more so. And these guys, they're feeling it being downstairs. You know, he says he's at a kitchen table. I don't know how true that is, but. Broadcasting, so it's not easy, but we're here, all right? We're here for you. You, the people who has taken care of us in every sense of the word. And every time we get behind this microphone, we think of our listeners, all right? So just remember you're locked into CKUT 90.3 FM.
Go. I have to get my Lake Magog vaccine.
Your Lake Magog vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to having the whole family to the cottage for my annual cookout.
Smart move. I'm gonna ask for the Montreal vaccine. I miss those last-minute get-togethers with my buddies.
Nice. Well, I gotta run. I don't think it protects against lateness.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Okay, I gotta let you go. I have to get my Lake Magog vaccine.
Your Lake Magog vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to having the whole family to the cottage for my annual cookout.
Smart move. I'm gonna ask for the Montreal vaccine. I miss those last-minute get-togethers with my buddies.
Nice. Well, I gotta run. I don't think it protects against lateness.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
I thought we had a little bit more ads in this. But they're slowing down. You know, I don't care what nobody say. I know I'm going to rile up some people now, but I'm going to give the premier and his crew here in this province a big thumbs up, okay? I'm not one of his, you know, I don't vote for him. I didn't vote for him and all that. But to be honest with you, he has done a fantastic job. Better than the guy in Ontario out there in Winnipeg, et cetera. Stretch your tongue getting tight or what? You know, so congrats to Quebec for holding it down. And, you know, when I listen to people, the so-called scientists who never finish high school, telling you about don't take this. There's a doctor woman. You know, I should play this. Just think of it. There's a doctor woman. And I just got a text here from Colin cooking the food. And here with me listening. Colin, what food you cook? You better walk with some food, yes? And wash. Oh. Colin is washing and shining his car. Yes. So I was saying, as I was rudely interrupted, this woman is a doctor. But you know what? Let me play some music. Just bear the doctor in mind. I want to turn back the pages of time, take you all the way back to Jamaica, 1963, the year of Who know what was the significance of that year? Can anybody tell me? All of you people who are texting me, tell me what happened in that year, 1963. And I'll tell you, you've been a good student. This song was done up by a tall gentleman, very good looking. And everybody wanted to sound like the Platters, you name it, the Drifters. And he, as a matter of fact, the Platters and the Drifters did come to Jamaica one year at the Carib Theater. And this group, they called themselves the Rhythm Aces. They sang this song. And nobody wanted them to come off the stage. Nobody cared about how Platters, not nobody. So here they are as we turn back the pages. And remember, tell me what happened in 1963. That was so significant. This is Boris Gardner and the Rhythm Aces, A Thousand Teardrops. Beautiful voice of the man himself, Boris Gardner, still plays his music. He's a bass player. You'll see him here, there, and everywhere. And, of course, what happened in 1963? No, not the Coral Garden incident, but I'll tell you, it was a major one, 1963. President Kennedy was assassinated November the 22nd. Imagine that. I remember that like yesterday. That's all they spoke about on Big RGR all day. Yeah, so what can you say? Life is like that. So, you know, I want to go back to a few years ago, many, many moons ago. We used to go to New York to buy records at Chin Randy's. And we met this young lady and this guy. And they said they had a sort of a funk music with the word Jamaica. They were from Queens. And one of my nephew, Andrew, he said, yeah, what's your name? And this was the song, all right? Tom Brown. Jamaica Funk. Here we go. Listen to the bass line. That's a Jamaican in him. Yeah, a little bit of the funk style in there from West Indian rhythms. These are music that we grew up with, and we still enjoy them. Today, up to today, radio stations from the islands still play these music. Another little story with me quickly. I always remembered this song that I sang. I'm sure you heard me with this story before, that I did. Originally, say I'm singing with a band called Mercury's, the first time I'm singing, and I had only the one opportunity to sing the song that I rehearsed it once. They called me the Thursday and they said, come down to the theater Saturday morning, and we went and they say, you know any song? I didn't know any song, but I was recommended by one of their friends, and he says, okay. And he says, okay, what song you going to sing? And this song had just come out from England with a guy named Laurel Aiken. The name of the song is I Remember. And this is what I sang the first time. And I sang it like for 20, 25, 30 minutes. All the band leader, Dolphy, I never forget, keeps saying, get out of the song, come out of the song. But I was there impressing, man, and I loved it. So I turned back the pages with me all the way back to the, this had to be around 60, 65 by 64. This is Laurel Aiken, and I remember. I'll never forget this song.
I remember that night I met you when we said that we would never part, but now you're leaving, taking another, leaving me standing with a broken heart. But darling,
sing that song. I sang, I did everything to then this song I was told by Bobby. It's still being played at Guyanese parties. Sure, people who likes to dance with each other, they will listen to that song. I remember The good old days of that was my first song singing with Mercury's band, and it was I know they didn't like me much after that. No, I'm only kidding. That keyboard player, all the same, went on to do great things in life. His name is Winston Wright, and he died at a tender age. He was one of these musicians that their parents in those days didn't want them hanging around in bands, okay? So they would make sure they weren't out, so they had to steal him out at 8 o'clock at night at the back door, back window, whatever it was. I don't know. I'd never been there. And for him to come and play in the band, Winston Wright. If you Google that name, you'll see how many music he had out there. Good old days. Haven't heard from this man in a while. Along with the Dragonaires. Still standing tall in the hearts of lovers, the mighty Sparrow. Bah, bah, bah.
Maria, darling, I must go, but remember I love you so. Unfortunately, we must part. Girl, you don't know how it breaks my heart. Hiya. I wish I could have stayed with you. You, what is yours to do? But until we meet again, I know. Right now, we got to say, I owe. Oh, Maria. Oh, Maria. And I like the way you talk, Marie. I like the way you smile, Marie. You know you have me going wild, Marie. It's very plain to see, Marie, how much you mean to me, Marie. I don't care if I starve, Marie. You'll get all the money I have, Marie. Whoa, 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 Maria. Whoa. I went home to Marie last night, but somebody nearly out me light. I don't know what was his reason. Now the police have him in prison. I don't know if what he said was true. He says he loved Maria too. But now I can't see what to do, because he have my eyes well black and blue. Whoa, 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 Maria.
Along with the Dragonaires, that's the man himself, Sparrow. Maria, this man has not lost anything, boy. He's still there, you know what I mean? Winston Soso is going through the same thing that he did a few years ago, which we won't bring up. Those of you who know, you know. All right, speaking of Winston Soso, I have to touch on one to let you know he's still around. What he needs is your prayers. So as you kneel down tonight or whenever, say a word or two for Winston Soso, okay? He says, come lay with jam and go back.
Groove me. There you go. Whee!
Back. by the way, I'm going to stop this because anybody knows any lawyers out there, I need to sue a radio host in this city. His name is Sexton, spreading false rumors about me on the radio. So if you know anybody who is a good lawyer, please let me know. I need to sue him for a couple of million dollars. Winston Soso. He's from the same country as Winston Soso, all right? You know who I'm talking, right? Raphael, I'm gonna kill you. Bye.
Okay, I gotta let you go. I have to get my Lake Magog vaccine.
Your Lake Magog vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to having the whole family to the cottage for my annual...